My name is Oceana Taylor. I am 13 years old. Today is November 28th. And I'm speaking with Nicole Garibe, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Springfield, Oregon. Okay, first question. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
One of the most important people of my life is you, Oceana, because you are the most beautiful thing that has happened to me, and you make me so happy, even though right now sometimes you don't because you're 13, but, you know, people that are listening will understand that too, I'm sure, but yes, you are one of the most important people.
Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did they teach you?
Okay, that one's easy. You could probably guess who that is. It would be my grandmother. She's almost 95, and she has lived such a full and rich and beautiful life, and she has so many people that love her and respect her, and she has taught me patience. She's taught me to be confident. She's taught me to forgive. She's taught me to always be positive. And the list really could go on. I love my grandma.
Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
Earliest childhood memories. That would be probably with my grandma as well. Playing in piano recitals. She lived in Salem, and she would drive down once a week, sometimes twice a week, to practice the piano with me. And some other childhood memories with her would be she had a motorhome, and she would take me on trips to Death Valley, to lakes, and we would go camping. And yeah, I mean, we did a lot of other stuff, but I would say those would be some memories.
Are there any funny stories people tell you about from when you were growing up?
Funny stories. Let's see. So, yes. Actually, okay, I have a couple. I have two. First funny story that my mom told me about, when I was probably about 9 months old. We lived in Alaska, which is, as you know, where I'm originally from. My biological dad is from Alaska and still lives in Alaska. So anyway, it was during the winter months, and my mom was driving a snowmobile, and she had me all bundled up, you know, in my parka and in blankets and whatever. And she had me, and we were going along on the snowmobile, and she hit a bump, and I flew off the snowmobile and landed in the snow on the side of the, I don't know, snowmobile lane. You wouldn't call it a road because there wasn't a road. And my mom was like, "Oh my gosh. Oh, I hope she's okay." And she, like, you know, stopped the snowmobile and obviously ran to me. And she looked at my face, and I was laughing like it was a ride or something. So that's one funny story. And then another funny story is when I was probably four or five years old, I was in a ballet class. And we were doing a ballet recital, and I was like, you know, obviously probably thinking that I was like cute and all that because I'm just a ham and I love being on stage, and I'm doing my little dance or whatever, and we had to back up or something, and I backed up so far that there was this old rug that was rolled up on the back of the stage, and I backed up and I flipped over it, heels overhead, like boom. My heels are in the air. I was on the ground in the middle of a recital. I can only imagine it. I don't remember it, but those are two funny stories.
Okay. That is, those are funny. Okay, so, yeah. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in a small town. I spent most of my years in Cresswell. It's like first grade through 10th grade. And I would say my childhood was pretty good. You know, I have a younger brother and sister, your aunt and uncle. And they're like 5 and 6 years younger than me. So when I was a teenager, they were kind of annoying and always wanted to be with me. But I just thought I was too cool for them. Imagine if you had a little brother that was 5 years younger than you right now, you'd probably think you were too cool for him too, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it was fun growing up in a small town because we knew everyone. And there was also, which still goes on, what you've been to, the 4th of July parade. And that was always fun. 4th of July was always really fun because there's like the parade and then the gathering in the park with food and music and then the fireworks at night at the high school. And
yeah.
That was fun. And also, back in the day, it was, like, more safe for us just to play outside. So I would play outside, especially in the summertime, and I would get to stay out late because it wouldn't get dark until, like, 9 o'clock. And that was when we knew we had to go back in from playing outside is when the streetlights came on. Like, the streetlights would come on, and it'd be like, okay, better go home.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. Well, because, like, I can just imagine you, like, running. Because, like, you tell your friends, the street light came, the lights came on, and then you just, like, sprint.
Better home. Get home or I'm going to be grounded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like going to school? Like, why or why not? Because, yeah, why?
I did like going to school because I always wanted to impress people and make my, like, teachers and my parents and stuff proud of me, and I wanted to do good in school. And I mean, of course, homework was never really that fun, but I knew I had to do it, so I would do it. And eventually I went to college, and that was fun in some ways, but also not so fun in other ways. And
why
wasn't college fun?
Yeah, like explain, like,
it was really hard. Like, it, like, I had to focus way more than I had to in, say, high school. Oh, but also, like, whatever teachers I had would make it fun for class or not fun. Like, some teachers I didn't, like, get along with too well. Not that I didn't get along with them, but, like, for instance, I had a math teacher my freshman year in high school, and I was getting C's. Like, I was not getting math. I didn't understand it. I thought it was stupid, and I didn't know what I was doing. And then when I got a new teacher, I think I was when I was a junior in high school. Oh my gosh, I was doing like algebra and pre-calculus, and I totally, like, something about the teacher and how he taught differently than the other one made me understand math. And then I loved math. Before that, it was my worst subject. After that, it was like my favorite. Okay.
That's good explaining. Okay. What are your most valid, like, memories in school?
Valid memories in school, probably my music classes, since I played the piano all growing up, and obviously I still do, and I loved music class. I loved choir. I loved band. And even when I was younger and I wasn't in, you know, the, like, when I was in grade school, I would still accompany the middle and high school choirs. And so music class was always my favorite. Did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I got off subject.
Kind of did, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
How did you find your way to your current job? her career.
Okay, what?
Sorry. How did you...
How did I find my way to my current job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm a hairstylist, and I've always been into beauty. I've always been into makeup and nails and hair, and I've always loved it. And after I decided that the college thing and the direction I was going there wasn't really for me, that's when I decided to go to cosmetology school. And that's how I do hair, because I was always interested in it, and I just decided to try it out, and I ended up loving it. So here I am.
Huh. Okay. when you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Oh my gosh. When I was younger, I always imagined that I would be a concert pianist. As you know, I play the piano, and I have my entire life. I thought it would be so cool to be a concert pianist and travel the world and play with different orchestras in different states and countries.
That'd be good if you actually did that, because you get paid a lot. Anyway, when you were younger, if you could choose any career, what would you pick? Like right now, if you could choose any career and why?
I would definitely choose to be an actress, singer, dancer on Broadway. Duh. Oh, why? Because I love performing on stage. I feel like being on stage is like my second home. And I love dancing and I love singing. And if I could get paid for that, that's totally what I would do.
Yeah, I would want to do that too. What has it been life? What has been life for you to live through this pandemic? Like last year when we were like quarantined, having the masks and everything, and like not seeing family. What has it been like and why?
Yeah, well, I would definitely say not seeing my family. My grandmother especially was really hard, and not feeling safe to see people. Actually, I didn't feel like my family would get me sick, but I was definitely worried about seeing like Papa and Mima, since they're older, and you know, I didn't want to get them sick. So that was really hard, and it has been really hard not doing all the big family get-togethers like at Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, you know, with everyone, with aunts, uncles, cousins, with it just being, I mean, Papa Mima, Auntie, Uncle, Silas and Avery, you know, they're all, I mean, that's like a big family gathering. My immediate family is, and I just realized I'm speaking to whoever's listening, like they know who Auntie and Avery and Silas are. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's been really hard. But also the quarantine, like when we first got shut down, it was actually, I mean, besides it being for the reason that it was and like people are dying and everything, I feel like you and I definitely took advantage of the time that we had together, and, you know, we hung out and we were active and we did hikes and we did walks and bike riding, and like it was being forced to just have some downtime while the world gets better.
Yeah. I remember when you were talking about Papa and Mima, how we couldn't see them for like birthdays and stuff. I remember we were FaceTiming Papa and he was like crying because he didn't see us. And it was just, I feel like he was somewhat depressed, because not depressed, but like really sad.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were.
Yeah. Okay. What has given you comfort and hope during this time?
What has given me comfort and hope? I would say that I still have my job. I can still do hair. I'm still able to make money. And also, I would say meeting Vince. He's the love of my life. And I met him in the middle of all this, and he's been like a really good support for you and I. And he's made things a lot easier. And yeah, it's different going from being a single mom to someone, you know, meeting someone else and having that extra support as an adult and just in life in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. What has been the most challenging part of this experience?
The most challenging part of just, like, COVID?
Yeah, and, like, quarantine, meeting Vince, and, yeah.
I would say the most challenging has been trying to support you and figure out how to support you when, like, your whole world was, like, totally changed. You know, suddenly you're not going to school, you're not seeing your friends, you're having to do your dance at home, like pushing furniture around just so you can do a dance class from Zoom, and just trying to figure out how to support you and not really knowing how, but like doing the best that I can. And, you know, clearly seeing that it's been a struggle for you. And obviously it's been a struggle for me too, but I think watching you struggle and watching you, being affected by all of this and not knowing exactly how to help has been really hard.
Yeah. I remember the time when I was on a Zoom call with dance. I was on a Zoom call with my dance teacher. It's not funny, but it's like, for me now it's funny because it's just like, yeah, I'm just, like, picturing the moment. I was, like, learning choreo, like, dance moves. And I didn't get it at all. And so I just, like, I was like, Mommy, I can't do this. And I started bursting into tears because I didn't know what to do. Because, like, we were, like, going to do the dance. And then, like, I wasn't in the Zoom. So she couldn't see me. So I just left. And
there were some stressful times there for sure.
Yeah. Okay. The last question. The last, but not least. No, the second to last. Okay. What has been your thoughts and feelings as you've watched and or participated in Black Lives Matters demonstrations?
Yeah, this is kind of an emotional one. With you being part African American, it definitely has hit home. I mean, it would hit home anyway, but it's my feelings around everything are like anger and disappointment. I'm scared. I'm confused. Like, why racism is still a thing in 2021. There are so many things I could say about this. There's a story that I would like to share, and it's about the murder of George Floyd. And all I can remember is coming home from work one day, and you're like, Mommy, look what I drew. Because you were at home doing school, doing Zoom. You know, you had all this extra time at home by yourself because I'm at work. And you had drawn the picture of him laying in the pavement with a boot, you know, over his head. Like, you drew that, and that made me so sad that that was even something that was on your mind. And you were at home all by yourself going through those emotions and drawing that image. And that made me sad that, I mean, one, I couldn't be there for you. too, that was something that even happened that you had to see because a friend showed you. But also, I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm really proud of you for putting that onto paper and doing that drawing, because it probably helped you like deal with your emotions around it, right? Anyway, so yes, Black Lives Matter has been difficult, to say the least. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about it. I can go on.
Okay, last but not least, what are your dreams for me?
What are my dreams for you? My dreams for you are that you continue to grow up to be a thoughtful, respectful, empathetic, good, caring human being. I want you to be confident and keep yourself motivated in whatever it is that you do in life. I know you have like, you know, a few things that you're bouncing around in your head about being or doing when you grow up. And as you can see, growing up is like happening a lot faster than you probably thought it would. But yeah, I just want you to be your best person, be the best version of you, and know that there are going to be obstacles, but also know that you can overcome anything. And I hope that you can turn to me and come to me whenever you have, you know, problems or issues, and look to me as a role model. And I'm probably rambling too much. But yeah, I just want you to be the best version of you. And I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.